So do you see any connection between a mother and the Good Shepherd? No. Okay, all right. So let me explain to you. As we celebrate Mother's Day, I have to admit that as a man, I'm jealous of mothers. Speaking from a man's perspective, sometimes I'm jealous of mothers. I mean, not the whole giving birth part. I'm not jealous of that. Okay. But I am jealous of mothers because mothers have this intimate relationship with their children, with their babies. Dare I say, more than the fathers, right? Because they get a head start, right? And I was doing a baptism interview. Well, and who comes? You got the mom, you got the dad, and you got the baby. They're all there, right? Baptismal interview. And all babies are cute, no? Yeah, all babies. But this one, really cute. This one's really, really cute. He's got those big, chubby cheeks. And it just, oh, so cute, right? And the baby was so cute. I said, well, hey, can I hold the baby? You think I can hold the baby? And they're like, yeah, why not? Why not? Just don't drop the baby. Just, okay. I'm not going to drop the baby, all right? Come on. So I took the baby, and as soon as the baby was in my arms, guess what happened? Why? Do I look ugly, or... I mean, what did I ever do to the baby that the baby's crying? Why is the baby crying? Because I'm a stranger. I never met the baby, right? So as soon as I was holding the baby was not so cute anymore, you know? But then as soon as the mother called him, what happened? Immediately, the mother called him out and just whoop, stopped crying. Because the baby has heard his mom's voice since he was in the womb and has developed an intimate bond that is much stronger than a stranger like me. And similar to a mother's intimate relationship with her children, what about us, the sheep, and our relationship with Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd? It is very similar. The gospel says, the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice, but they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Right? Jesus is the Good Shepherd. We are the sheep of his flock. And the Good Shepherd calls us by name to an intimate relationship with him. Calls us to three major callings, vocations, we call it. They are the vocation to the married life, the vocation to the single life, the vocation to the religious life. As married couples, to truly love your spouse, be open to having children, participate in the gift of creation. As singles, to dedicate and consecrate one's life to God and to serve others. And to the religious life as priests, consecrated nuns who dedicate their lives to God and God's people to preach the good news. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows us personally, calls us by name to this intimate relationship. But the question is, do we really know him? Do we really know the Good Shepherd and his calling? And whose voice do we listen to? Have we listened to the voice of the Good Shepherd? Or have we listened to the voice of strangers? Or perhaps the voice of the world? Or just my own voice? Or listen to nobody? Whose voice have we been listening to? And let me just share with you one sheep story. Meh, right here. All right. The sheep trying my best to follow the Good Shepherd. Okay. You know that, I'm pretty young, right? Yeah. So I started very young. And it started in high school, the vocation to the priesthood, because towards the end of my junior year, growing up in Palo Alto, and I don't know. It seems like everybody's spoiled up there, you know? All of us, we kind of have everything we need, you know, just all of us are pretty much spoiled. We think we're the best. I thought I was the best at everything. Typical upper middle class, only child, and getting good grades, happy, getting letters to play golf for college. Happy, but not happy. I don't know how I would describe it. Happy on the outside, but not happy in the inside, you know? And I felt like I had no direction, no purpose, no calling in life. After being confirmed, going on retreats, talking with my parents, and praying about just what is my direction, what is my purpose in life, I received a call. I received a call from the Good Shepherd. And that call was this. You ready? That call was the realization that I was a very, very selfish person. Very, very. Do we have any selfish people here? Yeah. I realized that I was a very, very selfish person. That all of my accomplishments, all the things that I do were for my glory. My voice, what I want to do. And I was only listening to my voice, what I wanted to do in my life. And I had friends so that they can serve me. I had parents so they can buy me things. Right? Mother's Day, okay, what you going to get me, Mom? I wasn't that bad, but all right. But it was bad. It was bad. And I realized that calling for the first time in my life to be a selfless person, to be a man for others. And I began to pray and seek, well, what does that calling look like? What does that calling look like to follow the Good Shepherd? And my parents, what do you wish for your children? What do you want from your children? You want them to be happy, right? That's what you said. Yes. Yes. And that's exactly what my mom and dad said. You know, Stephen, we know you're a bright kid. You got a lot of things going for you. We just want you to be happy in life. We want you to be happy in life, and you can either be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. We want you to be happy in life. So you want me to be happy, but like it has to be one of those three things or what? Yeah, Stephen, we want you to be happy in life. Just choose one of those three things. Okay. All right. I guess out of the three, I should be a doctor. I guess, right? I could be a man for others. I could help, cure people, cure the sick, right? That's a wonderful thing. But that's not the voice of the Good Shepherd. That's not my voice. That's my parents' voice. That's my parents' voice. And I knew that, I mean, nothing wrong against doctors, but I knew that I would not find fulfillment, find joy, find purpose in life by being a doctor. My voice was telling me I should be a professional golfer. Don't laugh. I'm serious about this. I'm very serious about my golf. Very serious. And I was getting letters to play golf in college. And I thought, well, I could be a man for others by playing golf and winning tournaments and donate money to charity and all these things. But that's my voice. That's my ego. That's my desire to be something in life. My desire to be famous. My desire to be rich. And I knew in the end that would not be fulfilling or find purpose in my life. Because that's not the voice of the Good Shepherd. The voice of the Good Shepherd for me was the priesthood. Because priests, knowing, you guys know priests, no? Like, you know me, you know Father Kevin, Father John. And those of you who have been in this community for a long time, 20, 30, 40 years, priests come in and out. You know all kinds of priests. Are we perfect? No. Well, I can't speak. Maybe they're perfect. I'm not, okay? But yes, we are human beings. We make mistakes. We are sinners. We're all sinners. But the idea of the priesthood, it really appealed to me because there's something to be a man for others, to dedicate my life to the service of God and to the people, to be a doctor of souls. No room for selfishness. And I said, wow. Now there is something that I'm not. I think the good shepherd is leading me towards that. So I took a risk at the tender age of 17, graduating high school. Took that risk. And just like when you go on a date with somebody, do you ask, propose to get married on that first date? Raise your hand if you actually propose to your wife on the first date. No, because she would have said no. Right? That would be awkward. That would be weird. And in the same sense, I started at the age of 17 not knowing what my future was. And just that maybe I'll try it out and see how it is. Right? And that call to the priesthood was confirmed on June 4th, 2011, when I was ordained a priest at St. Joseph's Cathedral. And I served two years at St. John Vianney in San Jose, and now I'm about to complete 1 year here at St. Lucie. And it seems to me it's very difficult. It's very difficult to distinguish from a stranger's voice with God's voice. It's difficult as married couples because the voice of the stranger will tell you, hey, well, first of all, why get married in the first place? What's the point? Or the voice of the stranger will tell you, go ahead, get a divorce. I mean, your neighbor's divorced anyways. Half of them end up in divorce anyways. What's the point? Or go ahead, get a divorce. You've suffered for 20 years. You've raised those kids, one, kid number one, kid number two, kid number three. It's time to live a little bit. Go ahead. Go ahead and get a divorce. Or go ahead, get an abortion. You know, you should be the author of life. You already had two kids. Why do you want a third one? You know? It's difficult. It's difficult as single Catholics, especially teenagers, especially as young adults, when the voice of the world tells you, hey, just live your life. You know? YOLO, they call it. You only live once. You only live once. Just live it. Just take that drink. Take that hit. Just live your life. No regrets. It's difficult as priests and nuns when the voice of the world tells you, you know, why you gotta be so countercultural? Why you gotta live a simple life? Why live a life of celibacy? You know? But I tell you, in the depths of every married, single, religious person, deep down inside, not just the superficial, the outside, but deep down inside, the Good Shepherd asks us, do you love me? And do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than the stranger's voice? Do you love me more than the voice of the world? Do you love me more than your own voice? Do you love me? Right? And in the gospel, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, he's leading us. He's leading, we are the sheep, he's the Good Shepherd. He's leading us somewhere. Where is he leading us? In the gospel. Where is he herding the sheep? Where are the sheep going? To the gate. Exactly. To the gate. We are going to the gate. And what's at the other side of the gate? I mean, like, you got to know. I mean, if you're making me move to the gate, you got to know what's at the other side of the gate. What's at the other side of the gate? He says, the other side of the gate is pasture. The pasture of life. The fullness of life. And he has come here to give life and to give life abundantly. That's what's at the other side of the gate. The fullness of life, right? And that's what happens when you follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. Deep down inside, like right here, in the deep down inner core of our being, if we follow the voice of the Good Shepherd, you find fulfillment, fullness of life. And if that's the case, no wonder. No wonder so many people are not happy with their lives, huh? Do you know people who are unhappy with their lives right now? Yeah, maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your grandchildren. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's you. No wonder so many people are unhappy with their lives. You say hi to them, they're like, whatever. No wonder so many people are unhappy with their lives. You know why? Because they don't follow the voice of the good shepherd. They follow the voice of the stranger. They follow the voice of the world. They follow the voice of themselves. Or they don't follow anything. No wonder they're so unhappy. Right? But true happiness, deep down in the core inside of our being, not just kind of like happiness because I bought a Gucci bag, or not just happiness because I had a margarita, not just happiness because, oh, the 49ers drafted this wonderful guy, okay? But true, deep down in the core of our being, true happiness lies in listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd and following that. Just like that baby, just like that baby finds comfort, fullness of life, by listening to his mother's voice. So for your homework this week, Jesus the Good Shepherd is calling us. He constantly calls us and calls us by name to an intimate relationship, calls us to the married life, calls us to the single life, calls us to the religious life. Some of us are looking forward. Some of us have already made commitments and are called to be faithful to our vocations. But ask yourself this week, am I happy? Am I truly happy deep down inside with my future or my current vocation? And whose voice am I following? Am I following a stranger's voice? Voice of the world? My own voice? Or no voice? Or am I following the voice of the Good Shepherd? And how can I do this? How can I get to the other side of the gate? How can I follow the voice of the Good Shepherd to find fulfillment in life? As Jesus says, that he has come here as a Good Shepherd to give us life and to give it abundantly.